good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are. I'm Reverend Gail Dobert, and I welcome you to Unity of Bay City, to our wonderful podcast, Now What? Unity of Bay City is dedicated to all those who are seeking to discover their spiritual path and who strive every day to bring goodness and love into our beautiful world. How do we do that? We grow together as we discover and practice positive practical tools for our own personal and collective spiritual growth. No matter where you are on your life's journey, you are so very welcome here.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Now What? Today we are having a special conversation with Gail Dobert, the minister at Unity of Bay City, as we have our weekly chat, Now What? So how are you doing today, Gail?
I am well. How are you, Scott?
I am doing pretty good.
Yeah. I think we're going to get a little rain today.
It looks like it, yeah. I'm excited about that. We could use some, you know, other places need rain.
Yeah.
We'll let them have our rain for a couple of days.
A little bit.
Yeah, in Canada. And
yeah.
I'm about to head up to the UP, and the forecast is that it's going to be snowy. The forecast is that it's going to be smoky.
Oh, yeah. Yes. The wind is carrying, the winds have been really strong in carrying that smoke.
So what do we got going on today, Gail?
Well, we're in the flow today, Scott.
Okay.
I like being in the flow. We are in the flow. And one of the ways that, you know, I mean, life, everything is a flow. You take a breath, your body changes that in that moment, and we stay in that flow. You know, you stop breathing, and then life ends in our physical body, right? So we do it. The body's so wise that it doesn't say, breathe now, breathe, breathe, breathe. It just does that for us. And so that's the basis of flow for us physical humans. And so we go, when we go from there, we can look at different aspects and look at different concepts to kind of keep us in the flow, in our thoughts, in our life, in our feelings.
In the flow.
In the flow.
So this is kind of cool. This is what we're talking about. On the way in today, I was feeling as I was pulling out of my driveway, a little unsettled, and so I was doing I guess it was a mantra, but it was more like a song, and I was singing these lyrics over and over and over again in different ways. There was a truck in front of me, and it said, breathe easy. So I was like, yeah, okay, that's right on point. Now here we are talking.
Yeah, about in the flow.
Unconscious breath, yeah, and being in the flow.
Yeah, and it's that's the way life is when... You know, I talked Sunday, and I'll talk about this here with us today, is that the universe, whatever, by whatever name we call God or spirit, or but this universal energy responds to us by corresponding. So the energy that we give out is the energy that we get back, because the universe being all of us in this, and we're each our own energy field, but not really, because it's all connected. So it responds, life responds to us by corresponding to our thoughts and our feelings, which create our energy field. And I find that just fascinating. And a cautionary tale that we get to say, wait, what was I just thinking about? What am I angry about? What's happening right now in me? And do I want to emit that kind of energy all day? Or maybe it's just right now because somebody cut me off in traffic and it scared me, you know, things like that. We can grab hold of it and say, okay, now just let me breathe a minute and let me shift to that energy.
Yeah. There are indicators that I have where I can feel myself, where I need to, like little triggers, if you will, that make me think, okay, maybe it's time to go chill and just be, you know, mm-hmm. meditative. And one of those is if I find myself with my thoughts overlapping, like if I'm going from one thought to the other, to the other, to the other, mm-hmm. and I can feel like almost a little slight mania to my thoughts, it's like, okay, wait a minute, stop. I'm not going to be able to accomplish any of them unless I can just focus one at a time. Now, yeah, we can multitask, but
can we really?
Yeah. Sometimes, I guess.
I guess you can sing and dance at the same time.
Right. Tap your head and really
tap your head. Right. There are things. Can you really, you know, how productive can we be? Can you type and talk on the phone? Right. But is either one of them going to have a quality?
Right.
You know, those kind of things. So
you said something a couple of weeks ago, and it was about attention and intention.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
About like where you put your intention, your yeah. attention follows, where you put your attention, your intent, or just putting them together.
Right. What you focus on expands. And so what's your intention for this day, for this next 5 minutes? What's your intention? So you put your attention on that.
Yeah.
And then it allows that flow. And you know, just the phrase go with the flow is pretty in vogue. Mm-hmm. Maybe flowing out a little bit,
right?
But it's a nice little catchphrase.
Getting your flows,
right? Getting your flow.
And that it's interesting that freestyle hip hop flowing is what they call it.
Really?
Yeah, one of the.
Yeah, but it is. It's a go with the flow, but it's become a nice little catchphrase, and it's supposed to help us be less resistant to what's happening right now or overall in our life. Would you agree with that? That phrase can help untrigger us?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And then it also, when it's very similar, is be like water.
Yeah. Yeah, like water. That was some of the songs that we did this on Sunday morning. Daniel Namod has a CD named Water, and it's about the flow. It's beautiful. So all these things we intellectually can understand and even agree with it, you know, on a conscious level of what flow is, but we can resist it, argue with it, or simply deny the natural progression of life itself. So we go through all of those things as we're moving through a thought about one thing, even.
What were those again?
So we can understand going with the flow, but if we're conscious of the flow, instead of resisting it, arguing with it, or simply denying the natural progression of how life does flow.
Yeah. Don't try and paddle upstream.
Yeah.
Waste a lot of energy.
Yeah. Yeah. So that way, when we recognize that life, change, movement, and insecurity are so many names for the same thing. That's a quote by Alan Watts from his book, The Wisdom of Insecurity, A Message for an Age of Anxiety. Now, how could you not love that book title or want to read it? It's like, what? So when we recognize the truth that life, change, movement, and insecurity are so many names for the same thing, here, if anywhere, truth is beauty, for movement and rhythm are of the essence of all things lovable. I just really appreciate the way he writes, and he's got dozens of books, but they're short and they're quirky enough that it keeps my attention. There's more to this this quote. There's a strange inconsistency and an unnatural paradox that I resists change in me and in the surrounding universe. For change is not merely a force of destruction. So every form is really a pattern of movement. Every living thing is like the river, which, if it does not flow out, would never be able to flow in. Life and death are not two opposed forces. They are simply two ways of looking at the same force, for the movement of change is much of a builder as a destroyer. Life and death are not two opposed forces. They are simply two ways of looking at the same force. For the movement of change is as much the builder as the destroyer.
Wow, that's potent.
Isn't
that's
it?
Really good. It's you just have to go with the inevitable, mm-hmm. and let, you know, it's momentum, and you know, and it's weird because when we're told to go with the flow and to be like water, but we're also supposed to be structured and rigid at times and create boundaries and put our stakes in. And it brings to mind the middle path of Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be with the flow and also have some structure.
Yes, which is really biblical too. You know, the straight is the path and narrow is the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Because even a river has, we have to stay in the flow, which is what the river does, but there's rocks and it flows over, and there's shore, you know, on either side. Even the ocean has shores.
Yeah.
You know, so there is kind of an innate structure, I believe, to life. And in our human world, we have created a lot of societal structures. And that's just to supposedly keep us safe from harm, from harming each other.
Right.
And if we truly lived in a flow along with the universe, along with nature, we wouldn't need so many rules and laws.
Right.
But we're way past, you know, and maybe I think maybe the next century we'll get back to something a little more humane.
Do you think humanity has it in them to live in a society where laws are not necessary? Or do you think
that's a great question? Wow. I don't know, because I've never, well, there's movies that have been done like that, I guess, but a lot of times then those end in destruction by one force or the other.
Right.
So I think we can. I think because we think, we overthink.
Right. A friend of mine sent me this YouTube video, and it was speaking to that. It was, in the next evolution of consciousness, we're going to live in this flow state where there's no need for, you know, laws and self-governing. And I'm like, you know, I don't know, man. I've also heard, you know, like a lot of people talk about, especially in like New Age community or New Thought community, there's New Age, that statement was New Age period New Thought. It wasn't, you know, they are not synonymous. But live as if we're in the fifth dimension, and I'm just like, or 5D they call it. And I'm like, you know what? How are you going to even think about 5D when we're far from mastering 3D? Come on, man.
That's right.
You know, it's like saying, I just graduated kindergarten. Where's my diploma?
Yes.
You know, what college am I?
Give me my calculus. My business degree, right? Yeah, it is. It's because where we are in consciousness, in the evolution of human consciousness, we're not there. So we can imagine it, and that helps get us there. Our imagination, you know, is magical.
Yeah.
Because that's what, again, energy responds by corresponding. So if we're in this imaginal state where we can expand our world, like John Lennon's song, imagine all the people living life as one. And that song is very powerful.
So, yeah, I guess as long as we can imagine it, it is possible. And there's steps that we as a community have to take, mm-hmm. such as what you and I are doing right now.
Oh.
You know, I'm not saying that this podcast is going to be the beach, but it could be a pebble on the beach or a grain of sand on the beach. Everything we do is kind of like a grain of sand on the beach.
It shifts the consciousness, our imagination, and our willingness. It changes the structure.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to like say, okay, well, we're going to do away with this law. That law is just going to dissolve because...
It won't be necessary.
It won't be necessary because the flow and the direction isn't bound by those kind of laws. There's spiritual laws, spiritual truths, and I talk about that a little bit too in a minute about, we say that things are unchanging. The spiritual principles, scientific law is unchanging. It's, you can count on it. Well, how can we say that and say that everything is a flow?
Right.
That everything changes with every breath, every blink. And so that, don't you just love being able to just think about that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I do.
And it's so stimulating and gives us that opening of possibility and gives us that opening where the universal ideas, all the collective ideas are out there waiting.
Yeah. I think for me personally, I'm not going to say that I've given up on the path of 100% light, if you will, or positivity all the time. Because I've accepted that we live in a dualistic universe, dimension, whatever this, mm-hmm. this experience we're having right now is. And just like the pendulum, the higher it swings higher, the lower it's going to go. Yeah, it's just profound. It's like it's non-attachment to anything. I think a really good thought that popped in my mind, and I'm not sure where it came from, but if God, universe is infinite, mm-hmm. that means it's all things, mm-hmm. even the things I don't want it to be. You know, so it's all the good and all the bad. So I think that's, and I think that's the beauty of the human experience, is that if we can focus in on the middle path, and what that means to me is, you know, don't hold too much attachment to bliss or suffering. Because if you're not holding on to those things, then you can be in that flow yeah. we're talking about right now.
That another catchphrase, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And right now, what it is. Like right now, I'm going through a pretty rough patch in my life. You know, my husband of 44 years passed mm-hmm. away less than a year ago.
Yeah.
And to resist that and to be mad about that or, you know, devastated by that. Yeah, I'm all of those things.
Right.
And life goes on for me.
Well, that is a testament to your character and your heart, because a year ago is not that long. Mm-hmm. And you're here doing all that you're doing for this community. And that's I'm impressed.
Oh, well, that's thank awesome. You. It's spirit. It's my years and years of practice. And, you know, I work at consciously practicing what I so-called spirit. Preach. And I don't want it to ever feel like preaching, but it feels like truth. And it's like good and bad, right and wrong, up and down. That's just ways that we can help our human lives cope.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But if I resist it, it doesn't help me. It doesn't help Tony, you know? I mean, he's on the other side. So, and what does that mean? I don't have to know that right now. I
well,
just have to know.
What?
Yeah, exactly. Now what? Now what do I do? But right in this moment is where I stay as much as possible. And I've got a really active mind. I mean, I'll be reading 3 books at once, you know. And what I've found lately is that if I have an audible of the book I'm reading and I read along with it talking to me, that helps me focus a little bit.
That's
just
cool.
A little note. But there's no part of this vibrant living planet and in consciousness that is static. And static means it's not moving or progressing or changing. And there's really nothing that is static, even when we think it is, like that brick wall behind you or this shelf. There's still movement in it. There's still vibration. So that's kind of a misnomer. But if you look at everything, like consciousness carefully, or just consciously, the thing you call I is really a stream of experiences, sensations, thoughts, and feelings that are in constant motion. So like I said a few minutes ago, I said it talked about, we say that scientific laws are unchanging.
Right, yeah.
Can we really say that? Because they have to flow too with, but just like you said a minute ago, it's like there's parameters. Are there?
Guiding forces. Right.
And so it's a great question. It's a now what question,
right.
Isn't it?
And we have so many topics that we can
yeah.
tap into for upcoming
yeah.
episodes.
We really can. That the acceptance of change doesn't limit our choices in life. It doesn't diminish the feelings we have as we age, or someone we love dies, or all the other big and small changes in life. Like when we move from one place we held dear, filled with memories and memorabilia, acceptance only means feeling what you feel and allow the changes to occur as they must, to occur as they must. And so the resistance part of it is what keeps us stuck and feeling like there's no end to it, right? And it's always unfolding and revealing itself. What's not healthy would be for me not to acknowledge my grief, not to allow the changes that must happen within my heart and my home. The saying goes, time heals all wounds. The caveat to that is if and when we allow it to happen.
Yeah.
How we do that is unique to each of us. How we decide to keep and what to keep and what to release is a very personal journey, and we never have to travel it alone. That's the beauty of knowing that we're all infinitely and totally connected in our energy field, in this love that's in this universe. We have order and disorder and reorder. And we just want to remember, when we get to reorder, it's not about taking us back to the original order.
Right, okay.
I'm not going to get Tony back to have another 44 years with.
Right.
Right? So it's a flow. Really, we go right back to that. It's all a flow. In the flow, I recognize that it's never going to stay the same and never has, and allow that to be the first order of my life, to be finding a place of peace in the disorder. I can know what reorder happens as I allow it to. I create within the changes. See, I'm continuing to create within the change. So I call forth my zeal for life.
Zeal, I love that.
Zeal and enthusiasm. That's one of Charles Fillmore, our co-founder.
Okay.
One of his most popular quotes is, I fairly sizzle with zeal and enthusiasm as I spring forth with a mighty faith to do the things that ought to be done by me. Well, when you feel like your zeal is stuck in quicksand, just remember it's not going to be even quicksand changes. Every breath we take changes us, remakes us and our human body. Every thought we think and feel, we're feeling on the smooth and rocky roads we travel in our lifetime. Every thought we think and the feelings we feel on the smooth and rocky roads we travel in our lifetime are changing us. Let the pure love of your one precious life guide you.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much, Gail, for sharing once again your insights and your experiences. So what do you have coming up in the next week here?
This week, I'm in the middle of a move. So personally for me, this week is continuing to pack and do all of those things. At Unity of Bay City, we have a drumming coming up. Go to the website, www.unityofbaycity.com.
Unityofbaycity.com?
Unityofbaycity.com.
Okay.
All of our stuff we have going on, and we've got a lot of great stuff coming up this summer and into the fall. So, yeah, stay tuned and check out our website, and you'll see lots of good stuff.
All right. Well, awesome, Gail. Thank you so much. I appreciate this time. Until next time, find yourself in a precarious situation. Find yourself at your wit's end, or maybe the opposite of that. Maybe you're having the most amazing, joyful experience, and you're not really sure what happens next. Just ask yourself,
now what?
Now what?
Now what?